Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Dad v Girls After Hours. Ooh. This is episode
13.
Well done. I was testing you.
No, you weren't. You just didn't.
No, I didn't know. I'll be honest, I didn't know. But
episode 13, Sarah's got cozy. She's undone her trousers. She's got no shoes on. Getting comfy.
Guys, as the episodes go on, this could get worse and worse.
I wish I was in my pyjamas, to be fair.
I wish you were as well, because they did not iron that t-shirt. What is going on? That looks like you just pulled out your school bag.
No,
you've come home from school.
I had a podcast outfit because I was in gym gear and I had it all folded up, but it then got creased in the back of the car and the jeans, like...
Wait. No. Let me just back this up quickly. So you're telling me this was a planned podcast outfit? Yeah, that is crazy.
Because I
thought you were going to say, yeah, no, like, just chucked it on.
I thought, I don't want to be in my gym gear, which I then should have been in my gym gear. But
definitely should have stayed in your gym
my
gear.
My trainers didn't go with the outfit. So mm-hmm. I was like, well, I can't sit with the trainers. My jeans actually have ended up being too tight and are really hurting my belly because it's the time of the month. So I'm a little bit bloated. Like, I actually feel like a hot mess right now without the hot.
I mean, normally.
I am a bit hot.
Normally, I'm super complimentary to you and I'm like, no, girl, you are looking fine. But no, today you look like a slob on the podcast.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I wear the same thing all the time, not just for the podcast, just all the time.
I'm like, that is what I do. Like, try and rip the brand, you know, and then like now people come out, I'm not buying that.
We got a new Daewoo drop tonight as well. And like, this is not a great advert for Daewoo, is it?
This is old stocks. It's all right. Buy the new stock. It wouldn't look like this. I'm nicely folded. But yeah, sorry about that. I feel like period month is just, I'm not coping well.
We started off so strong with the outfits and stuff for the podcast. We would bring if we were doing two episodes, we'd bring a change of clothes. Now, if I'm doing two episodes back to back, I will take my hoodie off for the second episode. So you'll notice on the first one I'm wearing.
Me. I did actually try to make an effort today, but it's just not worked. I thought it would go really nicely. But it would have, because if this was iron, I was going to style it like tucked up, like how, you know, how the cool kids do. And then like my jeans, but they're so tight, honestly. Like I've had to, yeah.
Wow, they're like Simon Cowell jeans.
Yeah, they're really.
Bro, they're coming up to your nipples. What?
No, my nipples are just really low.
You could tuck your tits into them, to be honest.
Anyway, this wasn't even part of the discussion today. Thank you very much.
But you are looking gorgeous as ever, but you had your lips done.
I did.
I'm actually really surprised. It's something I never thought you would have done.
I never thought I'd have anything. I was so scared to have anything, any kind of work done to my face. I have actually had a little sprinkling of Botox.
Sprinkling?
That's what she called it.
Really?
Sprinkle. Yeah, I didn't have a lot.
She didn't inject?
No, sprinkle.
Oh, sprinkle. That's a new technique.
That's what she said. And my lips. But again, like, unless, I don't think anyone would notice. Unless
if you hadn't pointed them out to me, I wouldn't have. But now you have. I can't stop staring at them all day. But for good reason. I think they do look really good. I would have said, oh, you don't need them because you do have really great lips. But now you've got like
apparently
really, really
it's
good
another
lips.
Thing that being a mum has done. It sucked out all the life of my lips because I used to have nice full lips like Grace and Casey does. And then the top lip just kind of disappeared and you couldn't see it from my face to my lip. What is that? There was no like shape into it. It all gone.
Yeah.
So I literally said, I don't want to look like I've got lip filler. I just want to have a little bit of shape back. And I feel like that's what she's done. She's done a pretty perfect
job. She's done a great job. And Casey got hers done and she put out a video on YouTube and people were commenting about her lips, like not being very nice. But it was before she got her lips
basically
done.
Basically, what she had done is she had posted on her Instagram that she's having her lips done because she's very honest about it. But this video then came out afterwards, so people are assuming, oh, your lips. So that's how bad it is. As people in their head, they're just being negative because her lips hadn't even been done at that point.
No.
So
she, the video was recorded before.
So you just look like an absolute.
Yeah. And people have said that Grace has had her lips done, but to be honest, not. That's such a compliment because all it means is that you've got full lips, and Grace's lips are great.
Because you've got a big bottom lip, and I used to have a big top lip, and I feel like she's just developed.
She got both.
Yeah, which was lovely.
Yeah.
Oh no, maybe the other way around. Did I have a big bottom lip? I can't remember.
I got a big top lip. You got a big bottom lip.
Yeah.
And you just got a big mouth. But yeah.
Anyway, let's do a little round of...
We did a little TikTok before we started filming this for the podcast TikTok, and it was a Mr. and Mrs. I was like, that'd actually be quite fun if we just did a little round of that on the podcast. We've never done a game on the podcast, and I think it'll be fun.
We are very competitive.
But what I realised, you're not actually... There's no winner or loser, right? Yeah. I just realised that.
Well, no, it's about knowing how... No, the winner is that it's about to be a team winner. Like...
Yeah,
if we
can get it right. We're playing with each other, not against each other. But somehow we tried to play against each other.
Okay, and we've got producer Will giving us the questions.
Right, so if you're listening audio only, you just have to listen very carefully. And Will will be asking questions in the background. And we're going to hold up the board. But you need to say your name for people listening.
Like, if it's your name. Any name.
Your name that you're giving.
Oh, right. I thought you meant
not like, your name every time.
My name isn't the answer every single time.
Oh, God. Do you want me to explain the rules?
The rules are, there ain't no rules.
There are rules. There's literally rules. Okay. Right. Will, have you got the first question for us ready?
Who's the most adventurous?
Definitely me. She is scared of everything and anything.
I was thinking also food. You're also very adventurous.
Yeah, you're scared of food. You're scared of sharks, fish, water, anything.
Losing my children. Everything.
Yeah.
Okay, easy.
That was an easy one.
Who's most confident?
Oh, it depends on what setting.
Oh, okay.
Tell me a setting.
Oh.
Who's most confident?
In social settings? Sarah. In anything else?
Joel.
Like, let's think of an example.
Like holding a meeting. Like
going for a meeting with people we've never met before? Me.
Definitely you.
Going to a social event with people we've never met before? Me. Sarah. She'll work the crowd. She'll come out with her five new best friends. And I'll be
they love dancing, they can be my best friend.
Yeah. Well, that's a weird criteria to have, but yes, okay.
See you on the dance.
Next question. Next question, please, Will.
Who's most likely to help the elderly with their shopping?
Oh, Joel.
Oh, yeah, me. Me, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't do that?
I'm scarred for life.
Oh, no, we actually have such a good story.
We were driving and it was really icy and really, really cold. And this poor old lady, she had a skirt on. Like, I saw she had like their little pop sock things like rolling down her legs. She just looked freezing. She was
so old and so frail. I mean, think of you see someone, you think you're hanging on for dear life. Like you're at the very end of your life. How are you even up and about?
She was on her like little Zimmer frame and the ice was so bad.
She was so hunched over.
Oh my God.
And she was moving. I'm not even joking. She would like... move her Zimmer frame, then move her legs in.
Yeah.
And it was painfully slow. And the shop,
dangerous.
We knew where the shop was. For any normal person, it would take you maybe 2-3 minutes to walk there. This was going to take a good half hour.
Mm.
So being the good Samaritans we were.
So I jump right, out.
Pull over. Go on, off you go, Sarah. Go and tell her we're going to give her a lift.
So I go over and I say, excuse me, would you like a lift? Like, is there anywhere you need a lift to? Without even looking up at me, she went, if I wanted a lift here, I would have called a fucking cab.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh,
savage.
I got back in the car and I was like, what did she say? And I was like,
is she getting
she
in?
She said, if I wanted a lift, I would have called a effing cab. Oh, so yeah, I'm a little bit scarred.
Legend has it, she's still on her way to the shop now.
Yeah. So yeah, I think Joel would be more likely to go over and ask the next time, than me. So yeah.
Who's the most flatulent?
What does that mean?
Like, who farts the most? I'm gonna say Sarah.
I'm gonna say Joel. I thought it was
probably It's probably more noticeable when I do it, unfortunately. Sarah's don't smell. It's a really weird phenomenon that Sarah has. Her farts do not smell.
What is that song? Smell, bro.
Huh?
Roses really smell like poo, ooh, ooh. I don't smell.
They also don't smell like roses. I wouldn't go that far, but
yeah.
Also, it really freaks me out though when you fart. And every time you do, you said this to me the other day, why do you say something every time I fart? I'll literally be like, I hear you do it in the room. I'll pop my head in. What was that noise? You'll be like, and I'll be like, you're disgusting.
Yeah, but you keep doing it in the car when we're all in there with the kids and you're... The
next question, please.
Who's most likely to lose their keys?
Oh, it's me.
Joel.
I lose everything.
He's always losing it.
You know, because I always used to leave the house like... I mean, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on the podcast before. I've got ADHD. Have I ever mentioned that?
Really?
Why I said it? No, I don't think I said it. But
people at the back.
My memory is honestly so bad. But what I did is I came up with this routine that I probably came up with it probably around the age of like 12 or 13. And I'd go phone, keys, inhaler, right? Because those are the things that I always needed to have. And I think I only stopped doing that probably within the last couple of years because I noticed that I still used to do it like phone, keys, inhaler. But I don't know why I stopped doing it, but yeah. It worked for me though.
Yeah, maybe you should go back to that because you do lose.
You're literally like, cool story, bro.
Yeah, cool story, bro. Anyway.
Was that the last one? Question?
Yeah.
Yeah, did we do well? We did them all right.
Yeah, we matched. It's a match.
Brilliant. Oh, high five and switch.
Yay, it's a match. Mr. and Mrs.
So what's new?
So can we just talk about, as a little, let people into insight of how your mind works. The weekend just gone. We had a lovely little spa night. It was really sweet. My mum and dad said, we'll have the kids, you go away for the night. So we went away for the night and it was a little massage the next morning. But when it comes to packing, I packed obviously my pajamas, my makeup remover stuff, my makeup for the next day, like spare clothes, stuff for the spa in a bag. Oh, I even took an outfit in case we went for dinner. What did you take, Joel?
I'll tell you what I took, Sarah. I took my boxer shorts, my toothbrush, and my swim shorts.
In your hand, not in my hand. In a bag.
Because that is how you pack, okay? Because let's be honest, right? I knew whatever I was wearing, I was going to wear for dinner. And the next day, I just chuck on my clothes because when I get home, I'm just going to change. Like, why am I going to pack 8 million different things to wear? Like, why do I need to get changed to go for dinner? Like,
well, because we were meant to be going to some, like, to the Ivy Asia, which is a little
fancy. Yeah, what, did they say no tracksuits?
You was wearing a tracksuit.
And I will wear a tracksuit to the Ivy Asia. Like, who's going to tell me I can't?
Me, that's why we didn't go to the Ivy Asia.
No, it's not. That's not the reason, is it? Is that why we didn't go? You told me you didn't want to go because you said you just do it really feeling up to it. I can go in a tracksuit.
You
were
meant to dress up nicely. And I was in casual clothes. And I was like, I feel like we look like slobs going into
it. So I have 10 of these t-shirts. And I have 4 of these exact tracksuit bottoms in my wardrobe, right? That's pretty much my day-to-day outfits.
Yeah, but you weren't wearing that. You had a more casual outfit.
I was wearing this.
No.
Yes, I was. No, what was I wearing?
You had your tight ones.
Tight? I don't wear tight tracksuit bottoms.
Not tight, as in the leg are tight.
Oh, cuffed at the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay.
You had an actual tracksuit.
I would have changed into my smart tracksuit bottoms.
Like, don't get me wrong. There's tracksuits that are nice tracksuits. Dave, you have some. Check the website. But there is some that like a bit more casual.
Okay,
that's what you was wearing.
We did go to a posh restaurant in the end. It just happened to be at the hotel. The restaurant was really posh. Beautiful food though. Yeah. And then you booked us massages, right? And to be fair, like we have done quite a few spas. This is something that you like to do. So we do go and you book it. And I never really know what we're doing, but it's always like normally it's like a full body massage, right? Well, I didn't know you just booked like a back massage.
It's all they had. It's literally all they had.
Like, she was just massaging my back for ages. And I was like thinking, all right, mate, like it's getting a bit like, when are you like, why are you just massaging my shoulders? Like for about 45, felt like an hour.
It was
I couldn't enjoy it because I was like, mate, just even like my arm, anything like... What, like,
anyway,
it really was annoying me. And then I realized at the end, because she went, and that's it. And I was like, oh, it was just a back massage. Like, I don't know.
Sound very ungrateful. It was a very last minute thing that my mum said we could do that. So I actually ran quite a few hotels because it wasn't that we went for a spa. When we say I booked a spa, it was actually a hotel night. But
It has a little spot.
We had to be back by lunchtime. So it was, what can we fit in the morning?
Turns out just a back massage.
And that's all they had.
I do sound well ungrateful. Sorry. It was nice. It was lovely.
I mean, and it didn't cost an arm and a leg because some of these spas.
Because she didn't do my arm and my leg.
Yeah.
That's why.
You're such an idiot. You're such an idiot.
You like that one?
Obviously, we've mentioned a lot about Daewoo this morning.
We said it about twice.
Oh gosh, it's not even this morning. It's the afternoon. It's the evening if you're listening. It's the evening, but it's actually afternoon for us. But Soulskin is doing amazing. And if people have seen, obviously we've got brand ambassadors now.
In case anyone doesn't know, but Soulskin is our brand. It's a fake tan brand.
It's
there in the background. You always see it behind Sarah there. But yeah, we just launched our first ever brand ambassadors, which was Jess and Eve Gale from Love Island.
Very exciting.
It was so, like, honestly, we had so much fun just building out the whole campaign, collaboration. Jess and Eve are brilliant.
So lovely.
They're such lovely, lovely girls. Yeah. The thing is, you never know, like, you watch people on TV, see people on social media, and people can portray themselves how they want. And, you know, when people get big following quite quick, sometimes it can just go to the head. So we have met people before who do really think they are the shit. And Jess and Eve are just lovely.
They're really
they
lovely.
Really align with like our values as a family. They're very family orientated and they're just, I don't know. I just love working with them.
Yeah. No, I really enjoyed it. So this week coming up, when this airs, so it's next week for us, but yeah. We actually have a launch night where we are going to host a dinner for them and their friends, which I'm really, really excited about.
I won't be wearing a tracksuit to that.
I really
You'll be so thankful.
Do I need to put it in the diary that you need to go and buy an outfit?
Just now, I'll stick on some cargos. I'll probably still wear a hat. I think people tend to think like, I think people think I'm like bald. That's why I always wear a hat and I'm not.
Oh no, we've seen by the podcast, you're ginger.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, yeah,
Baldur right? Ginger.
I was going to say, whenever I film content, I always wear a hat. And I don't know what it is. I feel more confident when I'm wearing a hat, right? It's like a confidence thing. And I always feel weird now when I don't wear a hat. And I thought to myself, when we start the podcast, I'm not wearing a hat, right? And what do they do here at the Fellas Studio?
They look ginger.
They made me look ginger.
I know, but my tan is glowing, so
yeah,
it's nice.
And also, they do me dirty on the thumbnails sometimes. I had to put in the group, like Will's laughing in the background. Mm-hmm. I had to put in our WhatsApp group, like, guys, please change this thumbnail picture. They must have caught the most ugliest. I'm not saying that I'm like a 10, super handsome or whatever.
Oh, good. That's being clipped on TikTok. I think I'm a 10.
Yeah. They honestly made me look like Quasimodo in this thumbnail. The way they just caught the worst angle of me ever. I look so fat and just, yeah.
Aww.
So yeah, back to wearing a hat on the podcast. Thanks guys. To be fair, they have, since I said a few things, they have actually been much better on the thumbnails.
Remember, I actually didn't used to like you wearing a hat. I didn't really like hats, but
now you'd rather me wear a hat.
Rather you wear a hat and cover that Quasimodo face. No, joking.
The thing is, I've always just, I don't know what it is, since a kid, I've always loved hats. My hat collection,
You used to take the shaping so serious.
When I took it way too serious.
You would like wet it, put a towel over your head and like really shape it.
When I got a new hat, I had like a whole routine when I got a new hat. I'd wear it in the shower, right? Then I would put like a towel over it so it like mold to my head. I'd put the peak in a drawer, like trap it in a drawer so it would go completely flat. I was weird about hats, to be fair. And I had like a huge hat collection.
That's back in the day when you also used to put socks underneath the tongue of your trainers to push your tongue up on your trainers.
Yeah, that was like a thing.
You used to wear like really thick ones, so you'd just see this really thick pair of sock. Like
sometimes you wouldn't realize it would be out in public and it would kind of come loose and it'd be like hanging out my shoe.
You remember I was like so jealous, like not
of
jealous,
my big tongues or my
but like you had so many pairs of trainers when I met you. All of that, they were Adidas Campus ones.
The Adidas Campus. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah,
like
yeah.
The big
yeah.
old school ones. Like,
yeah.
You had like so many colors. And I remember being like,
was you jealous?
Yeah.
Aw. I would have let you wear them if you asked.
They probably fit me.
A couple of sizes too big.
Joke.
I do have probably below average size feet. I'm a size 7.
Yeah, but only compared to like the boys, like Casey and
Grace. Only compared to the bigger boys.
Casey and Grace's friends, we come round and you pick them up. I'm like, who's that?
I will pick up a size 12 trainer when they've got, I'm like, what are their mums feeding them?
16 years old.
These kids are like 7 foot tall. They're all tall, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not short, okay? But they all make, everyone's making me feel short.
But I couldn't say anything else because you stared at me like I am not short.
Because Casey makes jokes about me being short and I'm not.
Because my friends are tall.
I'm 5'11".
My friends are tall and they've got big feet. So you do.
I'm 5'11". Yeah. Nearly. No, I am 5'11".
You're going to be a little bit shorter tomorrow.
Why?
Because they're going to snip you.
Oh, God. Okay. Let's unpack what is happening tomorrow. Send help. It's not too late.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, so you might have seen in previous episodes that basically Sarah is forcing me.
Oh, don't pretend.
Into having a vasectomy.
Don't pretend. At the spa night that we went the other night, I said, on all seriousness, how are you feeling about it? Like, and you're like, yeah, no, it's the right thing. Like, I don't want any more children. Like,
yeah, you had a gun to my head.
Don't keep now pretending that it's Sarah forced me because...
Would I be getting a vasectomy tomorrow if it wasn't for you?
Well, no. Would you...
I think that answers my question.
Would you do hardly anything in life if it wasn't for me? No, because you're not organised. Like, that's... like.
Yeah, but... Would
on the Beyonce stuff.
Would it even? It's not even on my to-do list.
I resignate with the. Is that the right word? Resignate.
No, it's really not. You don't pronounce the G. Resignate.
Resignate. Oh, I'm just standing.
You resonate.
People writing it down.
No, what's the word? Resignate.
I resonate with the.
Resonate. Yeah.
I resonate with the song so much, where she's like, basically, like she's brought up her children, but she also,
Jolene.
Yeah, I brought up my children, but I also brought up my man.
I raised my kids and raised my man. Yeah,
I know him better than he knows himself. I look at you like, yeah.
Yeah.
You are who you are today for me. I raised you.
Well, then you're to blame. Let's be honest. You're to blame, right? Because if you raised me and I am who I am today because of you, which I agree, I am, then the buck stops with you.
Okay, actually, no, we'll put it back on your mum. It's all right.
All right.
Your mum raised you. It's fine.
So, yeah, anyway, I'm going for a vasectomy tomorrow. All jokes aside, I don't want any more kids. But vasectomy was not one of the things that I was thinking about having. I was just going to not get it.
But we can't risk it.
Okay, so anyway, I am getting the vasectomy. I do agree it is the right thing to do.
And I've agreed to give you 2 days of Netflix. So Friday and Saturday, you're going to be chilling with Netflix.
But it did actually make me think, right? Because when we went to get your boobs done, I say we, I was with you for emotional support. They made me leave the room. And they asked you, like a welfare check, is anyone forcing you, aka your husband, to get a boob job? Is he making you, are you here under duress? Are you being pressured, right? I wonder if I'm going to be asked the same things tomorrow.
Listen, they probably know you've got 5 children. They're like, you should have been here.
No, but would they? Ago. Will they ask me if I'm under duress? If I'm here against my will? Against my will, E.
I'm sure they're definitely going to ask you questions and make sure, like...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
People that have gone for one and then they haven't allowed it because the wife is still too young and like she might still decide to have children. Like,
yeah,
they've
okay.
taken that decision. So I think the fact that we have 5 children, I think he's going to be on my side without me even being there.
Okay, cool.
So,
but anyway, I'm really not looking forward to it. I haven't actually looked into what is involved because I don't want to know. it's freaking me out, the thought of getting it done. But yeah,
you'll just be fine.
We'll get it done.
Okay, so it's time for honey. We need to talk.
Wait. Before we get into that, we actually have our show sponsor for today. So this is an advertisement for BetterHelp Therapy Online.
So as we've said many times before on our podcast, we really think communication is key. So getting it off your chest is something that BetterHelp is really trying to encourage people to do.
I think it is so important to talk through things that are bottling up inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it feels really difficult. And that is why with therapy, it can be a lot easier when you're talking to someone who's not directly involved in your life, because they have an outside perspective and you feel so free. It feels like a safe place to literally just share your problems and talking through things. I know it's so cliche, but it genuinely helps.
It does.
You feel like a weight has been lifted when you walk out of a therapy session.
Yeah. Because sometimes the problem can feel bigger than what it is, and someone else just having a look in on that can just help it ease it straight away.
Because when you are in the thick of problems, you cannot see the wood from the trees. Someone on the outside having their perspective and just having them listen to you.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's like, it's a game changer. With over 1,000 therapists already in the UK, BetterHelp can give you access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of mental health expertise. And our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/DVG. That's betterhelp.com/DVG. Okay. I genuinely, for the life of me, cannot think what this would be, because we have been on such a good run. Nothing bad has happened. We've had no arguments and I've been bliss to live with. So I'm very intrigued.
You've been bliss to live with.
I've been incredible.
Really? Right. So what happens, when you're like, you decide, that's it, you're going to bed. You're like, decided to go to bed. And I'm then left downstairs and I'm like, whoa. Like,
wait, what? This doesn't happen.
It has happened a few times this week, which is why I've noted it.
Okay, go on then.
Right?
I'm listening.
So you're like, I'm going to go to bed. I'm like, okay, cool. Then you go upstairs to bed. And as I get up, you've literally got in your side of the bed and you've pushed your cushions onto mine. Like, I'm just like, there's no thought of like, you're literally like, going to bed, switched off. Like, you've switched off from... Even saying goodnight to me, you're just like, gone. You go upstairs, you get into bed, and then we've both got like three cushions on either side of our pillows, and you put them onto mine. And it's all like, at least when I get in, I move it, and I, like, there's a bit of space for you to get in as if you feel like you're welcome in the bed. Mine is like, don't come in because it's barrier with six cushions.
Okay.
I'm like, why have you put them there, not just move them to the side? I know it sounds like...
Yeah, really? It does sound very trivial. You're right. It does sound like a little bit
petty,
pathetic. So what I'm going to say is, right, so I know what you're talking about, because I heard you muttering under your breath. I pretended I was asleep. I heard what you said. What have I married? With your words, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I thought, just going to pretend I didn't hear that. Because the fact that you're saying that, thinking I'm asleep, and you said it out loud, I thought, wow, okay, cool. What have I married? Right? As if I'd done the worst thing in the world. So I fell asleep on the sofa downstairs, right? When I am asleep, like when I'm super tired, like...
No, it's been a couple of times. So that time...
Okay, let's just... But... Well, we'll talk about specifically that time.
No, so, yeah, that benefits you.
No, because that's the time you mentioned. So it makes sense that I bring up that time. I'd fallen asleep on the sofa. We were watching TV. You said, let's go up to bed. It wasn't like I just went, I'm going to bed. You said, let's go up to bed. So I just woke up. I literally zombied upstairs. Yeah. Didn't brush my teeth, I'll be honest. Got into, but right. You have like 800 cushions on the bed. You tuck the, you make me not feel welcome in the bed, because you honestly tuck everything down so tight. It's like hard work getting into bed sometimes, right?
It looks nice.
So yeah, it looks great. But what I do, I don't actually specifically move the cushions. I, all in one motion, I've got this down to a T, yeah? I pull the corner of the, like, duvet out, and I whip it with such force that it whips my cushions off my side of my bed onto the floor and your side of the bed. Yeah, I get in, and your side of the bed is, like, literally all still tucked in. But, yeah, what do you want me to do?
Well, I mean, when it's...
I'm going to... Next time you get into bed, I'll be there with a welcome sign.
Thanks. I hope so.
Welcome to
no,
bed.
No, it's not that.
You
it's
are
also
welcome
the
here.
Part of like you just even that falling asleep. It's not the oh, what have you got to do? And it's make sure the doors are locked up, make sure the lights are off, and da da da. Like
you want me to. But we're watching a movie or something on a sofa. What do you want me to do? Like, I'm falling asleep.
Yeah.
And you want me to just jump up and be like, oh, the doors locked.
I'm also tired. But what I'm saying is, like, there's all things to do. But then because you've fallen asleep, because you always fall asleep.
Then let's make sure those things are done before we sit down. That would be a good idea.
Yeah, it would be a good idea.
Put that in the suggestion box.
Yeah.
Yeah? So from now on, that's just what we need to do. Because once, the thing is, once I hit that sofa, I'm done. I am out. Do not disturb. Which is fair.
Fair.
Yeah, agreed?
Agreed.
We've come to a resolution.
Yeah. Because I can't then go to bed. Like, I always think, you're the protector. You should check the doors.
I mean, you make sure, say that I mean, loosely.
Yeah, I did kind of. Like, oh, you're the protector. I mean, I'm the one that's going to snap for the noise. I'd probably be the one to check it out first.
No, you wouldn't.
No,
you
I
literally,
wouldn't. I'd be so
you,
scared.
I, mate, the amount of times I've been downstairs in the middle of the night in my boxers checking out some noise. Half asleep.
Yeah, because I am scared.
You are a big scaredy. You make me sleep by the door. Not the front door.
Anywhere.
Not the front
door. Yeah, you sleep by the front door. Yeah. If you don't pull the cushions next time, you're out by the front door.
Yeah, so no.
That is actually another funny story. One time when you was really drunk and you was being sick in the toilet and you was all feeling sorry for yourself. And I just threw you a pillow, made you sleep in the bathroom.
Yeah, you honestly, you couldn't have cared. But that was.
But what can I do? You were so sick.
The fact you threw me a cushion, though, that was nice.
Yeah, you were so drunk and so sick.
That was years ago.
I think we only had Casey and Grace. Like,
yeah, that was like years and years ago.
But you couldn't have even made it to the bed, but I'm going to give you a pillow.
I can't remember last time I was like that drunk that I was like throwing up and stuff. Don't really get in a state like that anymore. Actually, saying that, me and Casey, where did we go? Me and Casey were thrown up outside.
The second birthday party,
which was only less than a year ago. Yeah. Me and Casey got out of the cab.
But that's because
we were
so
throwing
awkward.
Up outside the house.
You just kept buying everyone shots because you have to get a little bit drunk.
A little bit. I'll get smashed.
So you was actually at the bar the whole night buying.
That's how
shots.
That's how like in social.
If
situations.
We ever do an influencer party again, like top tip for the influencers, just stand by Joel. He buy you shots all night. Like,
yeah.
That's where you find
I'm
the
shots
the
guy.
If you want to dance, you'll see me on the dance floor. With no drinks, because Joel don't bring me drinks. He's at the bar just doing the shots.
Hey, you know where the shots are.
So I've been thinking of ideas for like my birthday, that what I wanted to do. And I kind of feel like we've
Which is so funny to me because your birthday is in September and I'll literally be thinking about my birthday like 3 days before.
Yeah, but I think of your birthday.
We're already thinking about our 40ths.
We're already thinking of ours. But that's for another topic. We don't need to get into our 40ths today.
Okay.
But basically, I started looking for my birthday for a retreat because me and a couple of friends were thinking it'd be really good to go and do one. I've got
not with me.
No.
No. Okay. Oh, sorry. I thought you were just gonna say me and you.
No. It's a girls only, like a girls only trip. You go. It's a health and well-being. And the one I found, it sounded like absolutely perfect. Ibiza, tick. Weekend away, no husband, no kids, tick.
Wow.
It's like. It's all about like it's about being empowering people that are like starting businesses. But it could also be like if someone's fallen out of love. So I've got a friend going through a breakup. Like so, it was just ticking all the boxes that suited me and my two friends. And then it's like you're going to do yoga. You're going to go on hikes. Like eat
sounds
healthy.
Like hell.
It sounded dreamy, right? Okay. And then a small part of it. That I wish I'd never, well, I'm glad actually seen because then I'm not going. But what I do not get, right? I get this whole like empowering women, but there was a part where it's like, you're going to rediscover your anatomy and,
what?
And all about self pleasure.
What?
And I'm like, so if you're in
at
yoga.
A retreat?
Yes. If you're in yoga settings, is finding self-pleasure going to be in that kind of setting?
Is it a
like,
group setting?
Exactly.
A big sesh?
That's what
that
weird,
is
right?
Crazy.
Women only, like... And I feel like...
Wait, firstly, so I definitely can't come?
Definitely can't come.
Okay.
Firstly, right, I'm like, I'm still very immature.
Wait, what?
I would laugh. I would not...
Laugh? Like, no, you'd be freaked out, right?
Yeah, but I'm going to laugh. Embarrassed. You know when that embarrassing...
That's
like,
crazy.
You know when you're in secondary school and they... Like, and they start talking about it and there's those giggling boys, like, you know, like
Yeah.
That's what I would be like, because I would be so embarrassing because I'm not like that. Like, I'm a bit of a prude. Like, I'd be like,
yeah, that.
Like, and what is it like? Your friend's struggling over there. Lend her a hand. Like,
oh, what, God.
What is it? I do, like, so now I
can you imagine how much weirder that would be if this was a men's retreat? It, somehow it's fairly acceptable that it's women's. Imagine if it was men's. Like, there's just going to be.
I think some women would really get it. A tank and, session. Like, I'm sure.
I can't say that.
Some might be empowering. But for me, like, I just. It's meant I can't go because, I don't know. Maybe
sure, you can just opt out of that one, right?
I don't know. Can I? And what about if it's like
you could opt
every
out
day? Like, well, yeah. At the end of yoga.
Oh, just before your fish finger sandwich.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Right. Moving on. That's incredibly weird. Yeah.
It is a bit weird. But I'm still going on the search for one because I think it would be really good because they're really good for you mentally. So.
Well, maybe you just need to embrace it. Maybe that is the thing.
But this is the thing. It's like I've never been on one. So for me, it sounds like, whoa, this is out of my comfort zone. But maybe some people have gone and it's not as weird as it sounds. And it's like, oh, no, it's not like, you know, it's, I don't know. So if anyone has been on one and it isn't as weird, or if it is as weird, then definitely let me know. But yeah, thanks. But on the, thanks, I'd love to know. But on that, we have some viewers' questions that we had asked for. So we have a couple.
Yeah. So this is not dilemmas. This is just a little Q&A section. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Where okay, people cool. would like to get to know a little bit more.
Get to know the Condors.
So the first question.
Oh, I thought I was doing like a little jingle for this.
Go on then.
No, gone now.
Get to know the Condors.
Get to know them. No,
They've unsubscribed.
Oh God, we're losing viewers.
So the first question is, what do you think the girls will be when they are older? For example, Chloe, a future gymnast.
Chloe, jail.
No, jokes. Not anymore. I used to worry and be scared for my life that she might.
Sleep with one eye open on that kid in the house.
No, she's really good. I don't even want.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
She did go through a stage of being quite hard work.
I'm joking.
I know, but.
She in the latest vlog she was flipping the bird quite a bit. Some people were offended. Most people found it funny, but someone was offended. But yeah,
I'm more offended that you keep that kind of thing in.
I find it funny. You don't. Sarah's the comment that was offended.
Yeah,
yeah. So what do we think they're going to be when they're older? I mean, Casey's already older. She's an influencer.
Yeah.
Grace is going into fashion college, so. I mean, the obvious thing would be something in fashion. Obviously, maybe working for Daewoo. I don't know.
Her own brand. Like, yeah. I think she could be really, yeah.
So I think, yeah, I also think Grace will probably get a bit more into like YouTube and stuff. She's got so much going on with school. She doesn't really post a lot of
GCSEs
YouTube videos.
When Kay said her GCSEs, she didn't really post, but.
Grace is not posting regardless, but.
When she has
less going on and she can focus on that, I'm sure she will. Sophie, obviously, who knows? But I think Sophie, maybe
well,
like working with animals
from her school.
And stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, with the school, it's shown that people can work with animals or in little coffee shops or something.
Also, like, it's so really cute because when we looked at Sophie's school, they had some posters of kids that had been at school before.
Yeah.
It was really cute. Like, one of them was, like, working at Sainsbury's and it was just, like, it was just really cute. So, yeah, we really hope that Sophie will be independent enough to have
a job. In one of our
local
Sainsbury's, there is a guy with special needs and he just, like, I have such
a soft spot
for him. Oh, don't. He is so cute. He always helps me with my trolley and then I give him the pound. Like, he just really enjoys taking my pound. Like, I'm
taking your money.
Yeah, no, because he's so helpful and he always talks and he's really, really
sweet.
So, yeah.
Do you know what I worry about with Sophie, like, going to work, say if she did get a job at Sainsbury's or something like that.
She'd get obsessed every day and buy something.
Oh, she'd spend all her money in there on like random stuff. But I feel nervous about like young people just like taking the mick out of her or like giving her abuse or like that bit worries me. But I mean, there's always way more nice people in the world than there are idiots, right?
Yeah.
So hopefully people would.
Oh, Oh yeah.
Cut that out and stick up for her. But yeah, that's I don't want to be negative. But Chloe, that worries
Chloe, I really see her being some form of like present, like the way Casey is gonna be something in like I can just see Chloe being some form of entertainer in some way, whether that's YouTube, TV. I don't know. I would love for one of my girls to be like on a show or something, you know, like
she's hilarious.
She's just,
I think she's going to be such a comedian. She's got such an interesting character. I mean, she's only six, so it's very hard to know. Yeah. Maddie, what is Maddie going to be when she's older? Jeez, what's she into? She's into babies.
Yeah.
She loves babies.
I have no idea.
Sorry. As any other two-year-old does.
She's just so loving, so something caring.
Do you know what? She really is, because she, out of all of our kids, at 2 years old, she gives us the best cuddles. Mm. Like, just not like, oh, fine, like dad's asking for a cuddle. Like, we'll come over unannounced.
Yeah.
And just lay on my chest and just cuddle me.
She's so cute.
And like, that's quite rare, isn't it? Mm. For like kids that age.
Yeah.
So that's really sweet.
Well, especially because the amount.
She's going to be a professional cuddler.
Oh, God. Such dad's jokes.
Oh, okay, that's so what I do. The next
question is, what did we both want to be when we were growing up?
I wanted to be a vet when I was a lot younger because I was like obsessed with like animals. Mm. I used to have like, I had about six different snakes. I had lizards. I had turtles. What else did I have?
Crabs.
That's now. Yeah, I had like loads of, but I was so allergic and still am so allergic to horses, cats, dogs. And that was so devastating for me growing up, not being able to have a dog. But I always thought I was going to be like a vet. But yeah.
Allergies said no,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because vets mostly sort with vets. Sort animals.
Yeah, but obviously when you're younger, like you don't really accept reality.
Well, I actually, when I was younger, I wanted to be a social worker. I really wanted to work with children that were in care. Yeah, that was always my dream, is that I wanted to be. And then obviously I had Casey at 18, so had my own child in care.
Yeah, so you basically are a social worker to them kids.
Yeah.
Sorting out their problems. The next question says, how would Sarah feel about Joel or Casey getting in a boxing ring? Obviously, there's like loads of influencer YouTuber boxing matches with Misfits. So
would you actually like to do that?
Surprisingly, right, I would actually like to do that. Not for any other reason other than I think what an amazing goal to have. Mm. Like it would actually get me working out, get me in shape, learning a new skill. And then imagine like the achievement of actually having a boxing fight. That would be sick. I'd actually love that. But Casey's at, because I have actually started boxing. I'm not training for a fight. I don't have a fight. I don't even know if I would do it. I'm just saying I'm kind of interested.
Yeah.
But Casey's actually said she wants to come boxing with me.
Yeah, but I really hope that's not like, so how would I feel? I feel like you, yeah. I think.
Kick his head in. Smash him up.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be me against you. I think like if it was a serious thing and it was an ongoing thing, then I wouldn't like it. But I think a one-off, I think
it'd be okay. Like, yeah,
I'd be supportive. Like, do it. Yeah, go ahead.
How do you feel? You'd feel if you saw in the ring, and I'm just like, absolutely.
I probably would then probably try and jump in again.
Ah! Imagine you beat the other person up, and I'm just laying on the floor, all like,
yeah,
bloody mess.
But Casey, that would worry me more. Like,
what, just one fight? I wouldn't feel worried. What, one fight? She'd be going against another girl, similar size, similar experience.
I think because I've seen Tennessee do it.
Yeah. It's,
if you'd asked me maybe before, I probably would have been a bit worried. And I think probably a bit more, what's like, you know, like, I don't know the right way to put this, but it is a bit more of a male thing, like in your head of like boxing, fighting.
Yeah.
So it's a bit more like, I wouldn't like it, but it's a bit more like, okay, if Joel's going to do it. But then with Casey, I'd be a bit more worried, like she's a bit more girly. Like, can she handle it?
She wouldn't want to get her nose broke. That wouldn't be...
Oh, no.
That would be life-changing for her. But then
like
seeing Tennessee
do it and it was, you know, it was okay. I feel like it's kind of that whole thing of like opening your mind. So I don't know. I would probably... because there's no talks of it, it's easier to say that I'll be fine, but I probably would have been so nervous.
I say that now. Like, if I was watching Casey having a boxing match,
I'd be like watching
that. I'd have so much anxiety around it. But I do think, you know, it is a sport, and I think it would be a great achievement for anyone.
I can see you doing it, but I couldn't really see Casey doing it. But
Never know.
Never know.
Also, Grace keeps pestering me to come boxing with me, but she wants to go to the gym. She wants to go boxing like early in the morning. I'm like, Grace, your GCSEs around the corner. Like, can you please just get through your GCSEs? Yeah. Then you will have so much free time. You can go to the gym. You can come boxing with me. You can do all those things. But please, let's just get through the GCSEs.
I think she took that on board because she actually also cancelled her ice skating lessons. She has one-on-one lessons.
Oh, did she?
She said, can I just put it on hold until I get through my GCSEs? So obviously GCSEs start for her next week.
I'm so glad that she is done with that DT project, right? So she had this DT project that she had to do for her GCSEs. It was really sweet. She decided to make something for me, right? And it was featured in one of our vlogs. So she was like, oh, I'm going to make out of like wood, like a case for like all your camera equipment. And it kind of looks like a wooden, almost like suitcase, right? Mm. It's got like these wooden wheels, which is like a bit Flintstones vibe. And then it kind of opens on a hinge and then it's got like different compartments or whatever. But she was struggling with that.
There was tears with that DT project. Like,
and I remember being at school, from all of us. I remember being at school because obviously Grace has got ADHD. I've got ADHD. Like, I know how hard it is to get projects done at home, to be organized, to not feel overwhelmed. Like, it's a struggle. And I mean, she got it done, bless her.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was very ambitious what she did. And I thought,
I said to everyone else in your class, what are they doing? They all did
jewelry boxes,
small things that could fit in their bag. She had to wheel it, go in the boot of my car. Like, it was huge, this thing. Like, and
keep it in mind, we made a joke on the vlog because I was like, my camera equipment, my camera is the size of an iPhone and I have two batteries and a charger.
And now you
but obviously it was just the project.
No, it's really sweet. No,
she needed
really
a project.
Good. She did really well. I was really proud of her. But then we've also, so obviously that means then prom is coming up. So she's looking at prom dresses. And I just find it so funny that because Casey was the same, like I didn't really have a prom. I didn't have a prom at all. So I don't really know.
Does your school just not have them?
No, just never had them. No. Never had a prom. But they're not, like, I don't get to go prom dress shopping with them. They're not.
Why?
It's just like they've ordered a couple online and it's like, they're really lovely dresses what they've ordered.
But you say it like it should be, like it's a thing, but it's never been a thing.
I felt like it would have been a thing. Like I've seen it on.
If we lived
I've
in America.
Disney films.
Yeah. I was going to say.
And it looks so lovely. So I'm like, should we go prom dress shopping? Like, oh, I've just chose a couple. Like, and I'll send one back, whatever. Like, it's so chill. It's like.
Well, why don't you just go and take her shopping for a prom dress and just see if you don't. No?
She's got. She's
got one chosen.
Well, she's got two.
Has she tried them on though? She tried one on the other day, didn't she?
Yeah, that was Casey's.
Okay.
Which would look lovely on her, but she's ordered two of her own. They should be here any day now to try on.
And with their prom, it's just people from the school.
Yeah, no dates. They're not allowed a date.
So there's no dates.
And they have to say no dates because originally, if some of the girls in the girls only school had girlfriends, they would then be able to have a date. So they actually had to say like no dates. It's not like.
How do you stop two girls going who are in the same class as a date?
I don't understand. Anyway.
Well, no, that would be really cute. That would be nice.
That will be nice. So I wonder if it's because with Casey's prom, her friends got ready at ours and we, like, it was just really nice. Like, Casey actually asked to have a photo of me before she went to her prom.
Oh, I mean, she didn't ask for a picture of me, did she?
You went around.
What do you mean I wasn't around? Where was I?
He was away.
Where was I?
He was away somewhere. I can't remember where he was.
Oh, it must have been something I couldn't get out of, right? Been out.
He was away.
Yeah, like, was, that's like, what I mean.
Away the weekend. Oh, okay. It was like
missed out on a core memory there.
But yeah, and then she's also going. She's going away for 4 weeks on like with the school, but after GCSEs, like a volunteering trip
to Borneo.
So yeah, obviously, I have kind of touched upon it. Earlier that
I don't really get what they're That's actually quite mad. It's a school trip. It's 4 weeks, right? And it's in the summer holidays. And they're going to be volunteering. But like, I heard something about making toilets or building stuff.
So
Grace with her DT project, do they really need her building stuff?
No, so basically it's like they're going to go. There's a little village. And they might have a school. And whatever it is that's needing doing, they're obviously always...
Give me an example of what might be needed doing.
So they might need painting of the classrooms. So they're building this community. They're
sending all these kids who have zero DIY experience.
No,
they're
building this community. They go over and they help with whatever it might be. Like it could be anything, but they help. They're playing with the children. Like it's just really sweet.
It will be nice.
They then
are
going to the forest and they replant trees to help the rainforest continue to grow. There is a part of it which is a trek through the jungle and they have to set up their own
camp
each night. But like, what are they called? Like that swing from the trees? Hammocks.
Hammock.
Yeah. They have to be off the ground. They have to be in
Yeah. So they don't get all the bugs and that.
Yeah. So it'd be really good for them. It'd be really good for her. I think from what the school have said, so many kids come back like a changed person. And I feel like, not that she needs to change, but I think she's that person. I know you find it funny, but what I'm trying to say is like, she's that person that it would do really well for because she's got such a good heart.
Yeah.
I think it would change her in like, you know, like she is a pescatarian. Because she doesn't like eating animals. Like
she hates them fish though. She'll eat those little suckers.
No, she tried to give them up. I was like, absolutely not. You need to eat something. But she...
She's got a really... Yeah, she has got a really...
I'm saying, like, I could see her going back and volunteering. Yeah. Like when we've done a video before and said she could have money and she gave it to the homeless. Like that was a genuine thing. That was never...
It wasn't set up like it was genuine. And she cried.
She found it really tough to tell us that's what she wanted to do. It was... She honestly has the best heart that I think, yeah, it won't change her because she's already got that naturally in her, but I think it'll let that part of her grow. Like, I just see her being... So actually, going back to that question, what she'll be when she's older, I think there's actually so much
more to her. A humanitarian.
There's so much more to her that I think we will see and grow, and I think she'll get that from this trip. So I'm actually really excited for her.
How do you think Grace would be? I can't really call it like, because obviously like Casey, they're both quite homely girls, right? But they're both very different. Casey was a bit homesick, but also out there, you know, living her life. I can't really figure out if Grace is going to be just like, I don't know. I can't figure out. Is she going to be homesick? Is she going to like not give us a second thought?
I think she's a bit more like you and you're a bit of like out of sight, out of mind. And I think she's going to be a bit like that of like...
I was going to say, because I do think that kind of ties in with ADHD. Like it sounds really bad, but I am out of sight, out of mind. So if I'm here doing this with you today, I'm not really thinking about anything else or anyone else. So I think she might be a little bit like me. I do think
she'd be like that. And I think it'll be
a good 2.5 weeks before she actually thinks... kind of miss home.
I think as well, because it's 4 weeks, there's got an ending. I think she'll be okay. You know, like if it was, oh, you're just going there in like a year's time, I'm going to go volunteering for how long, I think then she could start. But it's 4 weeks. I think just as she starts to feel that, it's...
How long do you think you would be away from me before you'd really start to miss me? Like, genuine question.
A day, 2 days.
Aww. That's cute. I think I'd have to be away for like a couple of years, to be fair. Not joking. No, I'm joking. Obviously, I do miss you when I'm away. I just don't necessarily think about you every second.
I asked you that question. I saw it on TikTok and I said, what picture do you look at when you're away from me and you miss me? You were like, you came in the house because I'd text it when you was out. Like, what do you mean? Why are you asking?
Why would I be looking at a picture of you?
Can you just answer it? You're like, no, why would I look at a picture of you?
That's weird.
I was like, I just want you to answer it.
I'm going
to
pull out a picture on my phone and look at it.
That's weird. Oh, I'm not gonna. I was like, most people on TikTok say, I just look at the bank accounts and then I don't miss you anymore. And it's a joke.
I mean, that's a very specific answer. One person probably said that and everyone else is jumping on the trend.
I was thinking you might say something funny like that.
No, I was so confused. It wasn't.
I wouldn't get a picture of you.
Like, why would I get picture out of you and be like, just looking at it, crying my eyes out. I miss her. Should we get into dilemmas?
Dilemma.
We've got some dilemmas. Okay, so we have a dilemma. I've not read it, so we will. I mean, like, I'll be honest, I read the first couple of lines.
Oh,
because I know you're looking at me like you did just read it.
I was like, you just lied.
I didn't. I read the first couple of lines, got a gist, and thought, no, I'll read it on.
Okay, all right, that makes sense.
You're looking at me like you're such a liar.
I'm a liar, liar.
Okay. Hi, guys. I have a dilemma that I would love your opinion/advice on. My best friend took my three-year-old out for 2 hours whilst I had to go for an appointment. She took him to the pier in our local town. I gave her money for the arcade machines and some money to get him a McDonald's afterwards. However, when she parked up at the pier, she decided not to pay for parking and ended up getting a ticket. She now wants me to pay for half of her parking ticket because she wouldn't have parked there if I hadn't asked her to take my son out for a few hours. My argument is that it's her own fault for not paying for parking. Plus, I provided money for a few hours out. I'm a single mum on very low income and struggle to make ends meet most of the time, whereas she still lives at home with her parents, has a full-time, well-paid job and has very few outgoings, unlike me.
Nah, absolutely not. Friend's fault. Friend needs to pay that.
Well, let's unpack it a little bit.
No. Come on, that is easy. Like, that's, you chose to park there. It's not like you, no. You chose to park there. You know when you, as a driver, you where you can and can't park. You know the risk of getting a parking ticket. Like, she didn't say to you, take my kid out and park there. Like,
yeah.
You know, like sometimes like, if I go and I'm like, oh, if, I would say, if you get a ticket, like, I say to my friend once, well, you can park here. And they're like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, you can park here. If not, I'll pay for the ticket because I'm the one telling you you can.
Yeah.
In that way, I've owned up of like, if this situation happened.
No, I understand. Like, but the thing is, honest, it's actually crazy that her friend is saying, give me half the money for the ticket. Because the fact, even if I felt like, oh, you probably should, right? The fact I'm actually saying it, it's quite embarrassing. Mm. Like the fact you think like that.
Yeah.
That's wild.
No, absolutely not.
I think, like, what would happen if her friend had taken her kid out and her friend had got into a car accident and cost £1,000 worth of damage? She could argue the same thing. Pay for half of the damage because I wouldn't have been in my car.
No.
Such a stupid argument.
No, so silly. Definitely not. Like,
okay, we know what the right and wrong is. The real dilemma is, what does she do? Because if she argues this, is it going to cause issues in the friendship? Is it better she just... I know she says she's on... not a lot of money, so it's not that easy just to pay for half of it. Again, what would you do?
You just need to then be honest and say, like, firstly, I can't afford it. If that was me that had taken him, I wouldn't have parked there. I wouldn't have risked a ticket because I can't afford to get a ticket.
Yeah.
You chose to park there.
You took the risk.
You must have known you could have got a ticket. Like, unfortunately.
I'm actually so shocked that there's people out there who did. Like, I just couldn't do that. If I got a ticket, I'd be annoyed and I probably would think to myself, oh, if I hadn't taken your kid out, I probably wouldn't have one. But I wouldn't go and ask you for half the money. That's wild.
Yeah.
Nah, sorry.
No.
Your friend is in the wrong. Unfortunately, you're going to have to just, in the nice way, tell her that. Just say, look, I can't afford it.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry. I can't afford it. You know, I wouldn't have taken the risk myself.
Yeah. But say, like, I'm so appreciative of that you took him out. That really helped me out, but I don't feel in this bit like that I owe you money for that parking ticket.
End of.
You know?
End of friendship.
End of. And end of the pod today.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that has gone really quick.
Guys, I'm going to ask you a big favor. I always do at the end of the podcast. If you got this far, then we're friends, right? Yeah. We're all in good company. You guys are like family. So could you do me a huge favor? Could you subscribe wherever you are listening? Could you leave us a comment, rate and review this podcast? It helps massively.
It does.
It does.
Yes, please.
It makes it worthwhile for us doing.
Thank you very much. And we'll see you next week. Bye. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.